Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila, Chapter 4, Text 69. Translation and commentary by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Vipradvishadagunayutadaravindanabha.
Padaravindavimukhat
svapachang varishtham. Manyetadarpita mano vachane hitartha. Pranam punati sakulam natu bhuri manaha. Vipradvishadaguna yutadaravindanabha. Padaravindavimukhat svapachang varishtham.
It's better that this tutorial goes on, not in the class.
Manyetadarpita mano vachane hitartha. Pranam punati sakulam natu bhuri manaha.
This is needed for flies, so right now there are no flies, so you can relax. Translation. One may be born in a Brahmana family and have all 12 Brahminical qualities, but if in spite of being thus qualified, he is not devoted to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, who has a navel shaped like a lotus, he is not as good as a chandala who has dedicated his mind, words, activities, wealth, and life to the service of the Lord. Simply to take birth in a Brahmana family or to have Brahminical qualities is not sufficient. One must be a pure devotee of the Lord. Thus, if a shvapacha or chandala is a devotee, he delivers not only himself but his entire family as well. Whereas a Brahmana, who is not a devotee but simply has Brahminical qualifications, cannot even purify himself, what to speak of his family? Yeah, then the purport is simply to state that this is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, Text 10. I chose to speak on this verse this morning, and you may wonder, as it's a Bhagavatam verse, which is quoted here in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, why didn't I just read it from the seventh canto? The reason is that I wanted to read it in the context that it appears here in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sanatana Goswami has presented himself as unfit to serve Krishna because of his being what he calls born in a low family. Actually, he was born in a high-class family, but he became mlecha sangi, mlecha sevi, in his own words. He became an associate of a very low-class people and servant of very low-class people, and thus he considered himself unfit. In reply to this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke some important instructions, which I personally often repeat. It's spoken 500 years ago, and it's still relevant in the caste-conscious India today. Nicha jati nahi Krishna bhajane ajoga shatkul vipra nahi bhajane joga means that simply by being born in a low-class family doesn't make one unfit for Krishna bhajan, for worshipping Krishna. And simply being born in a high family doesn't automatically make one fit for worshipping Krishna. Je bhaje she boro abhakta hino cha. Krishna bhajane nahi jat kuladi bicha. Whoever worships Krishna is great, and who doesn't is fallen and low. In the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling Sanatana Goswami, said that in the matter of Krishna bhajan, there is no consideration of jat or kul, caste or family. Then he says, dinere adhik daya kare bhagavan kulin pandit dhani bara abhiman. Those who are very low in the social consideration, dinere, Srila Prabhupada has given here, the humble, they get the mercy of Krishna. Bhagavan is very merciful to those, especially merciful, you know, special mercy. Dinere adhikdaya. He's very merciful to those who are very low, fallen, consider themselves very humble. Those who are born in a very high family, who are pandit, which means learned in Vedic Shastra, and rich, such persons have bara abhiman. The tendency is there to have very great pride. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke this verse, Viprad Vishadaguna Yutada Ravinda Nava Pada Ravinda, etc. Saying that if one is born in a very high family, but he doesn't worship Krishna, if he's a Brahmana, not just by birth, but qualified with all Brahminical qualities, he's still not fit to worship Krishna. It didn't say that. It says that if he's not inclined to worship Krishna, he's not as qualified, he's not as advanced as someone who is born in a family of dog-eaters, means a very low family, but who has offered his mind, words, and his wealth and his very life in the service of Krishna. So such a person is pure. This is from the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. Such a person is pure and can purify his family, whereas Brahmana, who's supposed to be very pure, can't even purify himself if he's not a worshipper of Krishna. So this kulin pandit dhani, bara abhiman, that reflects the janmaishvarya shuta shribhir, edamana madhapuma naivarhatya vidhatum vai, tvama kinchana gochara. Kunti Devi says to Krishna that generally people, and she may be referring to herself and her own family members, they're all born in a high family with wealth, very learned and intelligent and very beautiful and good looking, but these are usually disqualifications for serving Krishna because one tends to become proud. So this word abhimana is used in this Bengali section. There's one ant or something, is there? Just, huh?
No, nothing.
Nothing? Oh, okay. Feels like it. I have a little that itching from the heat rush. So, this is the obstacle that stands in between us and Krishna. So, generally when people have wealth, learning, high birth, good looks, they become proud. But as Srila Prabhupada noted, in Kali Yuga, even a pauper is proud of his penny. It's an English saying. It means you don't really have anything, but still you're proud. Whatever little something you have, and even if you don't have anything, you're proud. With or without reason. Even people without, if you have some lots of money, then you might be expected there. But actually there's no real reason to be proud in any way. This pride or abhiman, thinking I'm very great, it is the antithesis of bhakti. Antithesis means opposite in every respect. Sarvato viparita in Sanskrit. So, bhakti, we've all come here with the aim of developing reviving our dormant loving feelings for Krishna, for performing devotional service. This is what Krishna comes to give, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to give, Srila Prabhupada came to give. What was so attractive about Srila Prabhupada that he was able to bring so many people to Krishna consciousness? Of course, in America in the 1960s, an elderly Indian Swami might be something unusual, but it wasn't on the basis of that. Some kind of might have generated a little interest in some people, but that in itself is not enough to make anyone surrender their life. I was just listening to something spoken about one of my godbrothers, memories of Srila Prabhupada. Vedanta Krit Prabhu, I met him a few times. And he said, what impelled me to surrender? That was the word in those days. He said, surrender was the word in those days. What happened to the word surrender? So why would people come to Srila Prabhupada? What was so attractive about him? He was physically old, which means not very beautiful from the material point of view. He wasn't a knockout lecturer, someone who comes in and then everyone is riveted, thinking he's got all these techniques of speaking or knows how to speak in such a way. No, Srila Prabhupada spoke in a very sober, when he was lecturing, he spoke in a very sober and almost, you could say, academic kind of way, like a teacher in a... Of course, nowadays, I don't know what teachers in classrooms, but he had a serious message and he delivered it in a serious way. It wasn't the kind of... Srila Prabhupada speaking wasn't the kind that was designed to rivet people's attention or maybe if you go to a course on how to be a good public speaker, probably Srila Prabhupada broke many of the rules, such as closing his eyes when he was speaking, not keeping eye contact, sometimes speaking in a monotone, and so on and so on. His message was very unpopular or unpalatable. His message is give up sense gratification. Still not a popular message. Never will be in this material world. The answer is that Srila Prabhupada was... What's the power? Krishna Shakti Bina Naheta Pravartan. He was empowered by Krishna to deliver bhakti. Bhaktis tu bhagavad bhakta sangena parijayate. Bhakti comes by association of devotees. Those who have bhakti, they can communicate it. But we practically see how pride kills bhakti. It's opposite. It's the two things don't go together. Oil and water. You can artificially shake, if you have in a bottle oil and water, you can shake the bottle, and artificially the oil and the water may seem to mix, but even at the molecular level, if you do an analysis of oil that's mixed with water, it never really mixes. As when you're cleaning the pots, you know that you just by water you can't remove oil or ghee. It's a different kind of substance. So if someone has all good qualities, this verse, all the good qualities of Dvishadaguna Yuta, if one has all the 12, Vipradvishadaguna Yuta, if one is endowed with all the 12 qualities of a Brahmana, but he's Aravindanabha Vimukha. Aravinda Padaravinda Vimukha. He's against, or not attached to, or the lotus feet of he who has a lotus name, under the lotus feet of Krishna, then it doesn't have the potency to deliver bhakti. It's unattractive. It's unattractive to Krishna. It might be unattractive, it might be attractive to materialists. And materialistic people are attracted to Janmaishwarya Shruta Shri, to Kulin Pandit Dhani. They give great respect to people who have material qualifications, or they may be envious. That's another kind of respect, to be envious of someone. It's a reverse respect, because if you're envious of someone, that means that actually you think that they're important in some way. If you have no feeling towards anyone, then it means they're of no importance to you whatsoever. Like in that sense, you could say Kamsa even gave great respect. He respected Krishna, respected him so much. He took him seriously, even though he pretended not to. Ah, these little boys, Krishna and Bala, what are they, little boys? Why that Krishna, they talk about him so much as if he's something great. He picked up some little pebble called Govardhan Hill, and they're all praising him, and he chastised some little water snake called Kaliya. What are they making such a big fuss? But he couldn't stop thinking about Krishna. So in one sense he respected, but that's not devotional respect. So material qualities, you could say they can be used in preaching Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada was very much aware of that, which is one reason why he wanted Western disciples preaching in India, because the Indian people tend to respect Western people. There's the propaganda has gone deep into the Indian psyche that a white skin is better than a brown skin. So somehow or other, Western people, yeah, and they tend to have money more. It's the West is considered rich, so in the materialistic consideration, if you have money, you're better. If you don't have money, you're worse. So the Western people. So Srila Prabhupada brought Western people to India for preaching, and he wanted his books distributed among the academic people, the scholars. He himself wanted to meet with them. He was very pleased. This Stilson Judah wrote a book, Hare Krishna and the Counterculture. Stilson Judah is the name of a professor. Srila Prabhupada is very pleased that a professor in California had written a book endorsing the Hare Krishna movement. But at the same time, it's not that having some material qualification equals bhakti or makes one more qualified for bhakti. Bhakti is completely transcendental. It doesn't depend on any prior qualifications. And in fact, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, dinere adhikdaya kare bhagavan kulin pandit dhani dhaniya bharo abhiman. It may even, material qualifications can become a disqualification for bhakti, because if one becomes proud of that, then becomes disqualified for bhakti. So even if someone has all good qualities but not devotion, then it doesn't appear very attractive to a devotee. And if someone does bhakti, he's performing devotional service to Krishna, but even if doing everything properly, rising early and everything, chanting a prescribed number of rounds, preaching, but is proud, then it doesn't. Na shobhate jnanam alang niranjana. If one has got knowledge, but it's without pure devotion to Krishna, without the spirit of humility, if one is proud of that, then it's not very attractive. And it's not real bhakti either. This Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warns that while cultivating the creeper of devotional service, It may be that a weed or weeds grow up which look like the bhakti lata, but they're actually not. So it might appear that one is doing bhakti, but not actually doing it. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur has warned that the real danger in the field of pure devotional service is not the atheists and the demons who say, who are against bhakti, and who say, we reject bhakti, this is all nonsense. We know who they are, we know what their position is, and we're not interested in them. But he says the real danger is those who speak of pure devotion, but subtly they bring in different ideas and misrepresent pure devotion, and it's very difficult to distinguish them from real devotees. So they're more dangerous. He said they're very harmful. Demons, we don't care so much. But those who are presenting something to be pure devotion is not actually pure devotion, they're very harmful. And therefore, he says it's very important for us to clearly understand what Rupa Goswami says when he says, Anya bhilashita shunyam jnana kama dhyanavritam anukulyena krishna anushilanam bhakti rutama. The topmost devotion is that which is characterized by cultivation of devotional practices favorably for centered on Krishna, without cultivating any material desires for material enjoyment or liberation from this world. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says it's very important to understand this, and therefore he gives an analysis of that. So someone who is performing bhakti but is seen to be very proud, they never really got the essence. They never really understand. And sometimes we become amazed at someone who is supposed to be practicing bhakti and maybe even successful in bringing others and holding festival, but they boast, and they're boasting about themselves and has various schemes and how to push himself up and push others down, won't recognize anyone else does anything good. He can't recognize. There's also the senior devotee syndrome, that one becomes a little older in devotional service and one becomes respected, and then others, they like to promote, now I'm senior. They may or may not be senior. Or one becomes attached to being senior. Of course, that's part of cultured life, that seniors are respected. But to be attached to that, or to want to promote oneself as senior, then one might be respected by others, but he won't get the mercy of Krishna. Dinere adhik daya kare bhagavan. He may get Krishna's mercy, but not much. That goes to the, you have to be on the watch out. That's what you're standing there for. Watch out for flies. Senior devotees and then even junior devotees, this seed of pride can destroy everything. We see in the Ramachandra Puri is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He thought he would instruct even his own guru. He thought himself so great. And therefore, that offense grew within his heart. So to the point where he made a point of regularly finding fault in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this whole Krishna conscious movement is for training people, for bringing people to the platform of pure devotion to Krishna. But that can't happen, won't happen, if there is pride. So we have to train these boys from the beginning. People often ask, well, what do you teach them? Do you teach them maths and science? And well, our curriculum is a bit different and our aim is a bit different. Because our aim is not to make them a materialist, to make a devotee. So Even the techniques that are taught, how to chant Hare Krishna, how to chant shlokas, the techniques are there, but the real aim, the real desired goal is that they should become pure devotees of Krishna. At least to have that feeling, I want to be a pure devotee, let me try. It may not, to be a pure devotee, it's a very high level, but at least that feeling that let me give this one life for Krishna. So of course the techniques are there, you teach them chanting shlokas, kirtan. If they learn from a young age, they can play madanga well, they can learn the techniques. These are all techniques. And I've often said that we want that, well, of course, I said Srila Prabhupada himself, so simply repeating, they should have a taste for Krishna consciousness. They should have a taste for the holy name. If they have a taste for the holy name, then their time at Gurukul has been well spent. And it's seen that some of the boys who have been in our Gurukul, they've been for some years, they have taste for the holy name. They like to chant. But the real taste for the holy name, Harinama Ruchi, that will be seen after the kirtan, not during the kirtan. Because Srila Prabhupada stated that one can understand that someone's chanting, I'm paraphrasing here of course, someone's taste for chanting, the result of chanting, the effect of chanting is seen in how much one is enthusiastic in serving Krishna. So if one chants very nicely and even goes on for hours and hours, and we have to see, are they enthusiastic to serve? How's their japa? You have taste for the holy name only when there's loud mridangas and banging kartels, but how about in japa also? That has to be seen. And what is the active principle of chanting? What is the chanting? What is there? Of course, we pray, O Krishna, O energy of Krishna, please engage me in your service. So it's a prayer for service. A prayer for service means there has to be humility, not pride. To have pride in kirtan, I'm doing kirtan so well, it's ridiculous, because the whole point of kirtan is to pray for service. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed that Jai Rupe Loile Nam Prema Upajai Taha Lakon Shuno Shurup Ramrai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, in which way one should take the name? In a manner that prem, love of Krishna, arises. Now just listen to that characteristic. Sarup and Ramrai, Sarup Damodar and Rai Ramananda. Then what did it say? In other words, how is chanting to be done so that Krishna prema will actually arise in the heart? And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Chunadapi suni chayna tarori vasya hishna amanina amanadena kirtaniya sada harihi. One should chant in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than a straw in the street. One should be ready to offer, one should tolerate all difficulties and be ready to offer respect to all, not desire respect for oneself. In such a way, in such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. Of course, it's not surprising if someone becomes good at something, then they become proud. It's a very normal thing we see. But that is material. That's not spiritual. So it shouldn't happen with devotees. Devotee, if he becomes good at something, first thing he may not even notice. That, oh, now I'm so great. Now I can I can cook the best sabji, or I can play mridanga the best, or I can give the best lecture. I got a big position. It may not even notice. Or others may be praising this and that. But a devotee, if at all he notices, then instead of becoming, he should become more humble. Not more proud. That's spiritual. Material means you become better than others, and you start thinking, oh, I'm so great. They're inferior. That's pride. Dambho darpo bhimanascha krodha parushamevacha. Agyana chabhijatasya partha sambhadam asuram. Pride is materialistic. It's the symptom of a demon. To be arrogant, proud, conceited. Then one starts speaking disparagingly and condescendingly to others. It's all based on ignorance. But a devotee should become more humble and think that, oh, I'm so unqualified. But still, somehow or other, Krishna is working through me. It's all the mercy of my guru. We find in Chaitanya Charitamrita, what a compendium of pastimes and teachings, spiritual insight. It's incomparable, Chaitanya Charitamrita. But again and again throughout the work, Krishna's Kaviraj says that I'm just an instrument. This is being written by the mercy of my gurus, by the mercy of Nityananda, by the mercy of Madan Gopal. What do you say? Murka, Nietzsche. In the third word, and then Bishaya Lalosh. He says, I'm foolish. I'm low. I'm desiring material enjoyment. He describes himself like that. How can I dare to write such a work? He said, it's simply by the mercy of the gurus. So it's their greatness. Somehow it's their kindness that they've decided to engage me. Not that just see I've become greater than others. Then one goes away. If one starts to think I'm better, then he goes away. Then his consciousness moves away from the source of that empowerment. Then he loses it, or it becomes material. Whereas if he becomes more humble, then becomes more close to Krishna, can get more mercy. Otherwise, we're teaching these boys, they may become competent. We want them to become competent in so many areas of devotional service. And not just the Gurukul boys, practically the whole, all our ashrams, they're Gurukuls. Even the devotees living at home are supposed to be Grihastha ashram. It's all meant for training and teaching. So devotees should become competent in devotional activities, in Shravan Kirtan. There are techniques also. But if at all one becomes proud, then it all becomes useless. We find, it's not anything new. We find in the Chandogya Upanishad, it's described that after 12 years or something, the boy Shvetaketu came home after studying in the place of his guru. He studied for 12 years, intensive study of the Vedas, became expert in chanting the Vedas, so many things. Came home and his father immediately noticed, this boy is puffed up. Then he asked him, so, what do you know? He said, I know this, I know that. So, do you know? What do you know about that which is everywhere, which sustains everything? I don't know that. Then he taught him Brahma Gyan. Similarly, we find Vallabhata described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. that Krishna had given him some insights in which he could write a commentary on the Srimad Bhagavatam. Must be coming from Krishna. Everything comes from Krishna. But he became proud on that behalf, on those grounds. And he thought that, Amito Bhagavat Shrishta Bhakani, I'm the best explainer, expounder of Srimad Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised him. But he had some mercy from Krishna to be able to explain the Bhagavatam. But then he became proud on that behalf. So humility comes with actual advancement. We want to see everyone become advanced in Krishna consciousness. Now, it is possible to train people in politeness, good manners. And some of our devotees, they put a lot of stress on good manners, politeness, speak with people in a pleasing way, which is good. That is cultured behavior. But that in and of itself does not necessarily constitute spiritual humility. It's quite possible to be very polite and to be very materialistic at the same time. And to be very polite while scheming how to destroy someone you're being very polite with, or to mislead them. Growing up in England, where people say the part of England I'm from, and especially Americans would think, the British, they're very polite. But they don't know the culture, how subtly one may be speaking in a very polite way. But it's those who are British can understand that this person wants to, speaking like that, but very politely stabbing you in the back, and or very politely putting you down, or like this. So politeness is good, but it's not necessarily humility. And it's not a substitute for humility, actual spiritual humility. Real humility comes from actual advancement. Now, how can you measure that? It's not quantifiable, measurable in the same way that you can measure the temperature of, for instance, water, by putting a thermometer in it. You can measure the length. So the length by putting a ruler or a measure against it. But humility, how can you measure it? What is the measure? Well, we can maybe measure ourselves. Here's the humbleometer. That just like a Drona, he once sent both Yudhishthir and Duryodhana out. So he told Yudhishthir, you go out and you tell me, you look around and tell me how many bad people you find. And Duryodhana, you go out and tell me how many good people you find. So they both came back and said, didn't find anyone. So, how many devotees do we look up to with reverence and consider them advanced? We can learn from them, we can benefit from their association. And how many do we think that, they're just all useless, all rubbish, nonsense, and I don't have anything to learn from them, I'm better than them? We can look in our own heart and see. Of course, humility is to be applied with discrimination. Not that in the name of humility we accept all kinds of nonsense, or we don't make a philosophical distinction between what is pure devotional service and what isn't. Or we accept a charade, abhinayam, of humility, to be actual humility. It's easier to play act than to actually be devotee. But if we're sincerely trying to advance in devotional service, then we'll naturally gravitate toward, and we'll take pleasure in the association of devotees who are themselves simply trying to humbly serve. Humility doesn't mean to make a big show of groveling on the ground and saying, I am your servant again and again, but the attitude of applying ourselves in devotional service, giving respect to others. Again, giving respect, we don't have to go through a big drama of giving respect, but just in our attitude, in personal dealings. So it's a pleasure to associate with such devotees, and it's a headache to associate with those who are always trying, boasting, promoting themselves, even in the name of devotional service, trying to show themselves better, making some kind of scheme to push themselves forward. They may be expert in so many things, but it's all the time when you're with them, you always have to. It's like playing a chess, psychological chess game or something. What are they planning? They said that, but what do they really mean? You can just be honest and straightforward and tell, we're here to serve Krishna together. It's not unusual for sadhus to be proud, within ISKCON or not within ISKCON or whatever, because people tend to respect them for their good qualities. And if they're actually sadhus, then they have quality. They are above other people in many ways. They're not acting in a grossly materialistic way. They're above the pettiness of trying to get lots of money and enjoy sense gratification. So they themselves may say, yes, I'm superior, but it's very, very dangerous because pride destroys any spiritual advancement. It's very unpleasant and unbefitting if someone who's supposed to be a sadhu is very proud. Sada dhammam hitva raghunath. First of all, in giving, always give up pride. Don't think I'm so great. We're all just little ants at best. We're tiny little creatures. It's good for us to hear the Bhagavatam, hear about actual devotees, Ambarish, Dhruva, Prahlad, these great devotees, hear the Chaitanya Charitamrita. I shouldn't say we're all, I should say I am. You're all great devotees. See, I'm not at all humble, but if we consider what is our position, we're at all able to do devotional service because dinere adhikdaya, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very specially merciful to those who are very lowly and fallen. So if things go nicely in devotional service, we should be very careful not to be proud and welcome difficulties. It's Krishna's mercy. Krishna's mercy upon me so that I can remember that I'm only dependent upon Him. Even materially, we can't get anything done. Even materially, we're completely dependent on Krishna's mercy. And what to speak of spiritually. So, Hare Krishna. Any questions about this place? Standing up, does that mean a question? or he's eager to rush out for prasadam. All right, it's a straightforward topic. It's not difficult to understand, but we need to discuss it again and again, because it's easy to chant the verse, Trunadapi sunichena tororiva sahishnana amanina amanadena kirtaniya sadai. Easy to chant. But due to being conditioned in this material world for life after life, it's not so easy to chitete korea aikya, to make it one with our heart. So we should discuss again and again. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.